This is Nick Simeone at Public Affairs at the Pentagon. The director of the Pentagon's joint staff says the UN-backed coalition enforcing the no-fly zone over Libya is using multiple methods to get the word out to Muammar Gaddafi's military to stop obeying orders to fight or else continue to face attack. There are two cuts on this posting from Vice Admiral Bill Gortney, who provided an update for Pentagon reporters Thursday on Operation Odyssey Dawn. Admiral Gortney did not say what channels the coalition is using to urge Gaddafi fighters to lay down their weapons, but did not rule out airdropped leaflets and broadcast messages.
Our message to the regime troops is simple. Stop fighting. Stop killing your own people. Stop obeying the orders of Colonel Gaddafi. To the degree that you defy these demands, we will continue to hit you and make it more difficult for you to keep going.
For days, the U.S. has been working with allies to arrange a handoff of control of the operation to another country. Admiral Gortney says that could happen by the weekend.
We are working very hard on the military side to be ready to hand over the lead of this operation to a coalition command structure as early as this weekend. As Secretary Gates said, this is a complicated process, and to some degree it's being done on the fly.
But he made clear that once control is passed, the U.S. military will continue to remain very much involved in the operation.
We're going to continue to provide predominantly those capabilities that we have that are unique, that enable the operations, as well as additional capacity that the coalition may not have that we do bring to the fight.
That's all on this posting.